Why was he interested in a murder case? Was it because there were no police on Solaria, and the Department of Security would come the closest to knowing what to do about a murder? Gruer had seemed at ease with Bailey, yet there had been those furtive glances again and again in the direction of Daniil. Did Gruer suspect the motives of Daniil? Bailey himself had been ordered to keep his eyes open, and Daniil might very likely have received similar instructions. It would be natural for Gruer to suspect that espionage was possible. His job made it necessary for him to suspect that in any case where it was conceivable. And he would not fear Bailey overmuch, an Earthman, representative of the least formidable world in the galaxy. But Daniil was a native of Aurora, the oldest and largest and strongest of the outer worlds. That would be different. Gruer, as Bailey now remembered, had not addressed one word to Daniil. For that matter, why should Daniil pretend so thoroughly to be a man? The earlier explanation that Bailey had posed for himself, that it was a vainglorious game on the part of Daniil's Auroran designers, seemed trivial. It seemed obvious now that the masquerade was something more serious. A man could be expected to receive diplomatic immunity, a certain courtesy and gentleness of treatment. A robot could not. But then why did not Aurora send a real man in the first place? Why gamble so desperately on a fake? The answer suggested itself instantly to Bailey. A real man of Aurora, a real spacer, would not care to associate too closely or for too long a time with an Earthman. But if all this were true, why should Solaria find a single murder so important that it must allow an Earthman and an Auroran to come to their planet? Bailey felt trapped. He was trapped on Solaria by the necessities of his assignment. He was trapped by Earth's danger, trapped in an environment he could scarcely endure, trapped by a responsibility he could not shirk. And, to add to all this, he was trapped somehow in the midst of a spacer conflict, the nature of which he did not understand.